Heartbreak for Galway in the Leinster Senior Hurling Final against Kilkenny at Croke Park this afternoon. A goal with the last puck of the game from Kilkenny's Killeen Buckley saw them defeat Galway by a point on a 4-21 to 2-26 scoreline to claim the Leinster title for the fourth year in succession. The sides were level at half time at 2-9 to 1-12, but in the third quarter, Kilkenny outscored Galway by 1-8 to 3 points, and they were 8 points in front on 49 minutes at 3-17 to 1-15. Galway, in fairness, came back into the game. The outstanding Conor Whelan passed to Jason Flynn, and he goaled, with further scores coming throughout the last quarter, and with a couple of minutes to go, Kilkenny led by a point at 3-21 to 2-23. Galway then hit three late points from Kevin Cooney, Evan Nyland from a free, and Brian Concannon in the 74th minute to give them a 2-point lead at 2-26 to 3-21, and it looked at that stage as the Leinster title was coming to Galway for the fourth time. However, there was to be a sting in the tail. A ball was failed to be cleared from the Galway defence, and indeed Galway could have cleared it on a number of occasions. The ball broke through and eventually it found the path of Killeen Buckley, and he shot to the net to give Kilkenny the victory on a 4-21 to 2-26 scoreline. Galway started impressively and they led by 6 points to one on 7 minutes, with Evan Nyland, Brian Concannon, the outstanding Conor Whelan and Joseph Cooney on target as Galway established a 6 points to one lead. However, between the 8th and the 15th minute, Kilkenny hit 1-5 without reply. A goal by Martin Keown left two between them at 6 points to 1-1 before further Kilkenny points followed from TJ Reid, Owen Cody and Kian Kenny. And by the 15th minute, they led by 1-6 to 6 points. Again, Galway, who were winded in the first half, responded. They hit 4 points in a row. Conor Whelan got... They hit a goal, I should say, first off. On 17 minutes, Conor Whelan got a goal to level the sides at 1-6 apiece after a long Cathal Mannion delivery fell into his path. And they followed with three further points from Evan Nyland, Conor Whelan, who finished with 1-6 in play and the Man of the Match award, and then Kevin Cooney pointed to give Galway a 1-9 to 1-6 lead. Then on 24 minutes, Kilkenny substitute Walter Walsh caught a long puck out and he raced through the heart of the Galway defence to shoot a goal to level the sides once again at 1-9 to 2-6. Evan Nyland and Conor Whelan responded with scores from Galway by the 29th minute to see them 1-11 to 2-6 in front, but again Kilkenny responded with a score from TJ Reid. And Evan Nyland point had Galway 1-12 to 2-7 in front on 31 minutes, but by half time the sides were level as Kilkenny hit two late points from Walter Walsh and Owen Cody, and by half time the sides had been level four times, with Kilkenny on 2-9 and Galway on 1-12. Kilkenny were winded in the second half, but it was Galway's Cathal Mannion who opened the scoring to put Galway 1-13 to 2-9 in front. Kilkenny, though, responded. TJ Reid and John Donnelly had scores to put them in front before Nyland pointed a free to level the scores at 2-11 to 1-14. Then, on 39 minutes, Mikey Butler ran from defence, and a number of passes later, he found himself in on goal, and he blasted home Kilkenny's third goal to leave them 3-11 to 1-14 in front. Evan Nyland responded to reduce to 2 points at 3-11 to 1-15, but between the 42nd and 49th minutes, Kilkenny hit 6 unanswered points, with TJ Reid impressing, Owen Cody also pointing, while Walter Walsh and John Donnelly were also on target as they established a 3-17 to 1-15 lead in 49 minutes. Then Galway received a lifeline when Conor Whelan passed into Jason Flynn and he goaled to leave it at 3-17 to 2-15. Evan Nyland then pointed soon after to leave it at 3-17 to 2-16 before a TJ Reid free had Kilkenny 5 in front again at 3-18 to 2-16 in the 52nd minute. Conor Whelan then landed two excellent points for Galway to reduce Galway's deficit to 3, and when TJ Reid and Kevin Cooney traded points with 13 minutes to go, there was still 3 between them. Pádraig Walsh came on and he pointed for Kilkenny with 8 minutes to go, and they were 4 in front of that stage at 3-20 to 2-19. Galway, though, were to score the next 4 points. Conor Whelan pointed, as did Brian Concannon, to leave it at 3-20 to 2-21. A foul on Kevin Cooney resulted in a pointed free for Evan Nyland, and then Nyland pointed for play on 67 minutes and suddenly the sides were level at 3-20 to 2-23. Substitute Billy Drennan then pointed for Kilkenny to put them in front again at 3-21 to 2-23, but Galway weren't finished yet. Kevin Cooney pointed a free from play in the 70th minute to level the sides for the 8th time at 3-21 to 2-24, and Galway looked to have won it when Evan Nyland pointed a free, and then Brian Concannon also pointed from play in the 74th minute to leave Galway 2 in front at 2-26 to 3-21. Then deep into injury time, Killeen Buckley got through to goal for Kilkenny and they have won the Leinster title once again. Galway probably should have cleared the ball, but in the end Kilkenny are the Leinster champions once more on a 4-21 to 2-26 scoreline. For Galway, Cathal Mannion, he got a point. Joseph Cooney also got a point. Kevin Cooney scored 3 points. Evan Nyland, he got 12 points in the game, including 4 from play. Brian Concannon got 3 points. Jason Flynn got a goal, while man of the match for Galway, Conor Whelan, he scored a goal and 6 points from play. In the end, it's disappointment for Galway. They now play either Offaly or Tipperary in a quarter-final game in a couple of weeks' time. For Kilkenny, they're through to the All-Ireland semi-final in 4 weeks' time. Heartbreak for Galway in the end. Kilkenny are their Leinster champions once again. They've beaten Galway by a point. 4 goals and 21 points for Kilkenny. 2 goals and 26 points for Galway. Niall Canavan for Galway BFM.